Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is arguably the greatest invention of all time. We live in a world where we have seen the plane, the train, the automobile, space travel, computers, running water, air conditioning, but this tops them all. But to be able to appreciate this particular gift, you have to probably be either under the age of 50 or have spent a lot of time traveling in a car with your grandchildren. It is the portable video unit. Oh, what a blessing. When we were in New Jersey, it was about a six-hour trip from where we live to my parents. And we'd make that trip a couple of times of a year, and when we would make that trip, there was a question that would pop up probably within an hour of that trip happening. What is that question? Exactly. I was fortunate enough to be able to buy a car that had a built-in video thing. You just flip the screen down in the back and off we would go. And I heard during that six-hour trip really only a couple of words that ever came out of my children's mouth. One was, "The movie's over, can you put a different one in?" And the other was, "Can we get something to eat?" That was it. Never did I hear the phrase, "Are we there yet?" It was blissfully silent. And the nice thing about this is they put headphones on. They sit like this. And I can listen to the radio, I can listen to music, I can do whatever I want as I'm driving, and I don't hear any whining, any complaining, any questions about, "Are we there yet?" I had to have a different solution for myself when I was a child. That solution was go to sleep. Because that's that magical gift that God gives children. You get in a car, you got a three-hour trip, you get in your position, you close your eyes, you wake your eyes, you go to sleep, you wake up with your eyes open, and suddenly you're exactly where it was that you were trying to get to, and it just happens like that. A wonderful gift. Because that's what we like to do. We don't like the waiting. We don't like the anticipation of point A to point B. We want it done now. And it is an amazing thing when you think about that whole sleep trip. How it just seems like mere moments within our lives. And yet it can be that 2, 3, 4 hours have gone by. And yet for us, it's the blink of an eye. The writer of 2 Peter in today's second lesson had a problem that existed with the world he was dealing with, because the Christians were wondering, well, where's Jesus? He said he was coming. But where is he? And so he begins to explain about the difference in terms of time, in terms of how God might look at time and how we look at time. If you think about the mechanism for which we count down the moments and the days, it has to do with the sun. When the sun goes from a certain point into the sky and then returns to that point in the sky, we have a 24-hour period of time generally, which we call a day. Somehow I don't believe that God, being the timeless, ever-present, ever-living sort of being that God is, He really relies on the sun to be able to figure out what time is. In fact, as a timeless being, I don't think that God really gives a hoot about what time truly is. And so the writer of 2 Peter tells us, for us, compared to God, a day could be 10,000 years. But they just don't really match up in the same way we would like them to do. Because time is really a relative thing for us. I can remember growing up, sitting in church where you're sitting, when I was in those preteen years, looking at this. Now, I would look at this Advent wreath because it marked time. Because as a child, I knew that every time one of those candles was lit, 1 week closer. 1 week closer to that day. That day that all the children wait for. That day where we gather together to celebrate the birth of Christ. And that day where we recognize St. Nicholas coming into our lives to be able to bestow upon us the gifts that we so richly do not deserve, but yet we receive. And so that Advent wreath marked that time. Getting closer and closer and closer. As Mrs. Bash said, Advent is that time of waiting, that time of preparation. It is a time where people like myself, people like John and Dennis, who have served in congregations before, find themselves butted up against that whole idea of bringing it in now. Getting everything ready for Christmas. Having it all in place at this very moment. I have been referred to before as the Advent Nazi. And I guess that's okay. But you see, this is the time of waiting. This is the time of preparation. Because as we have in our second lesson, we are Advent people. We are people who have been called to wait. Called to be in constant preparation. See, Advent is that season of preparation. Now, there's the question about, well, if you're going to be prepared, shouldn't you be all ready? Well, we're never all ready. Because our lives are ones which evolve day in and day out that cause us spiritually to find ourselves preparing ourselves each and every day for the coming of Christ, finding ourselves in a constant battle between good and evil, between our sinful selves and the way God would call us to be, to find ourselves ready and prepared, doing what we need to do on an ongoing basis to find ourselves in a position where we can welcome Christ within our world. Preparing ourselves for that very moment. Preparing ourselves for that celebration when God comes into our lives with the second coming of Christ. And during this season, preparing ourselves for the celebration of the birth of the Messiah. And so we prepare. Advent is that season that we set aside within the church year to remind us of that preparation that takes place, to remind us of that waiting that we need to do. And so the Advent Nazis in the world step forth and say it needs to be done a certain way. In dribs and in drabs. with trees not yet decorated nor lit, but trees that are present there to remind us of that time that is coming down the road when that fourth candle will be lit and the fifth candle in the middle will be lit, to be able to signify the coming of our Lord within the world. That day of celebration where God calls us forth to understand the gift that has been given to us. A gift to be celebrated. A gift to be cherished. A gift that reminds us that we need to be in constant preparation. In preparation for that day when we will meet our Savior face to face. You see, as we get ourselves ready for December 25th, as we get ourselves ready for the celebrations that take place with our friends and our family, as we get our packages and our presents together, our decorations up, we put a lot of time and energy into these things. And it is time well spent. Because it is a celebration, certainly, the most valuable that we have here in this place. But it is a celebration for which in the church we work towards that day that we celebrate the gift that God has given us in His Son. A celebration where we build with changes each and every Sunday to allow us to be able to savor that anticipation, to be able to savor that edge that takes place that we had when we were children waiting for another candle to be lit. Observing the changes that have taken place within the building in which we celebrate. Looking and anticipating what comes next. Because it is in what comes next that we find that gift that God has blessed us with. Because it is in what comes next that we find ultimately that our journey is done, that we wake from our sleep and the time has ended, and we find ourselves face to face with the return of our Lord. Giving thanks to God that we had this time to be able to prepare. Giving thanks to God that He has blessed us with the ability to shape and move our lives in a way that we can truly offer ourselves to God as a gift, as God has offered Himself to us in a similar way. So as we prepare, we do so with the knowledge and the understanding that the celebration that is to come, the celebration of the blessing of life, celebration of the gifts that God has shared with us, celebration of the Savior of the world, who has come into our world and come into our lives to grant us things that we cannot make happen ourselves. To allow us to understand the blessings that truly take place as God is with us, Emmanuel.